K-I-H-N, The Gray Kin Show, brought to you by Standard American Broadcasting.
That's right, and I'm Greg Kin.
I'm Skylar Turtle.
Got a great show lined up for you. I just enjoy it so much coming down here and hanging out and playing music for you guys. It's like, you know, it's a calling. It's not a job. It's a calling. It's fun. Anyway, Rubber Soul is out. My new novel is on the streets, and I'm really excited about that. So we're going to have an update on Rubber Soul, classic rock news. Oh, boy, there's some wacky stuff in that department today. I got a great GKB road story. I know a lot of you guys just tune in for the road stories. They love that. You will not be disappointed. This date in music, a lot of interesting stuff happened on this date. Should I say this normal? Theater of the Mind is going to be extra good today. Or should I say Theater of the Mind? And, of course, as always, we've got the weird news. That's one of my favorite parts of the show. And a concert update. Things are moving fast. It's hard to keep up, Skylar.
It is. Well, how about in tribute to your Beatles novel, Hitting the Streets, we play a Beatles tune?
I love that idea. Let's Beatles it up, man. No hesitation.
Slowly got you, I boy, he won.
it's so appropriate, I feel, that to be playing the Beatles, and then now we're going to talk about the Beatles, since they are characters in my new novel, Rubber Soul, which is out today. And you can walk into your local Barnes & Noble and in the stores and just buy one of these suckers right now. I can't believe it.
Yes, indeed.
You got yours in the mail from Amazon already.
Yes, I ordered one from Amazon. I got it over the weekend somehow. I got an early copy or something there. But today, September 3rd, street date, Rubber Soul.
Go
to your local bookstore. Go to Barnes & Noble. If you want the digital copy, you can go to Amazon.
Barnes & Noble, that's pretty intense, man.
Yeah, and you're actually doing some signings at local Barnes & Nobles. Fans, go to GregKin.com for the list of local stores, Barnes & Nobles, other places that Greg will be doing some signings for Rubber Soul. He'll be doing some readings from the book, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I heard from a friend of mine, you know this guy, Guy Kawasaki.
Good person.
Really great. I mean, he's an amazing guy, kind of a legend online. Former chief evangelist at Apple, for if you want to know the actual title. But Guy has written a whole bunch of books, and I've actually used and read his books.
He's got a self-publishing book.
Right.
APE.
Yeah, exactly. He tells you how to write a book. Well, not really write it, but he tells you, you know, the steps to go through and how to publish it and all this stuff. And I thought I was going to be using that, and then PDP came along and published it for me, so they did all the heavy lifting. But you're going to love Guy Kawasaki's book, and if you're a writer, you should definitely check him out. Anyway, Guy sent me a quote after he read the book, and I just wanted to share this with you. Guy Kawasaki says, "There's no one more qualified to write a rock and roll novel than Greg Kinn. He's the real deal, and at his kintillating best in this book." Kintillating. Oh, Guy, you're killing me. Anyway, and you know, by the way, speaking of Guy Kawasaki, I always use his alltop.com website when I'm looking for news or aggregate stuff, you know, for classic rock and stuff like that.
It's a great place to find a whole bunch of information.
Time saver.
It's all kind of aggregated, and, you know, they put the top stuff
anyway,
right up there
for you.
Anyway,
a shout out to you, Guy Kawasaki. Thank you so much. Now, the book is out, and I'm starting to feel like all tingly all over. You know, now is the time. You got to go out and buy yourself three copies. I got ex-wives to feed.
All right, well, coming up after some Hendrix here, we got the classic rock news. Stick around.
I'm looking forward to it. I wish I could caress, caress, caress.
shop could caress in a kiss. Manic depression is a frustrating mess.
It's time for Classic Rock News.
Well, Strawberry Fields may be forever, but a mystery vandal apparently believes that the paint on the park's distinctive red gate should be far less permanent. Some crazy guy broke in there and painted the gates yellow. Liverpool Echo reports the top half of one of the gates was recently painted mellow yellow with the message, "There is always a field for imagination. John, you should be glad," scrawled on the adjacent wall. So, the incident was discovered when a tour guy was making the rounds midday, and given that the paint was still wet, he thought that the perpetrator might still be around, and he called the police, and yes, they did catch the guy. But here's the punchline. You know, that's owned by the Salvation Army, that park. And they had changed the gates in question, replacing them with replicas of the original. They were removed in 2011 because they thought somebody would do exactly that, come along and try to deface them or steal them. The originals are over 100 years old. The replicas were made to the identical replacements for visitors and tourists. And it's sad to have our worries about the gates confirmed, they say. And, well, I don't know. I mean, what kind of a maniac would do that?
I don't know, but they were prepared for it.
Yeah, they were. All right, even though he showed off a small knowledge of kitchen skills in a TV commercial a few years ago, well, it turns out that Ozzy Osbourne, who just can't stay out of the news lately, may not know his way around a stove after all. Apparently, he was making himself a late-night sandwich. I guess it was a grilled cheese or something like that. It was a bacon sandwich. He was making a late-night bacon sandwich when he started a fire. This is the second time that the fire department's been called to his house after Sharon recently left a candle burning. So this will be adventure number two. Flames were flying up in the air, and apparently, in Sharon's words, "I'm in London in my husband's home making a bacon sandwich, and the fire brigade ended up at our house." The fire brigade. That's so English, isn't it?
I bet that BLT got a little overdone. What do you think?
I think it was really well done. Big rock event is happening tonight. You know, Harley Davidson's putting on a three-day festival to celebrate the 110th anniversary, and they're going to do it right there at the festival at the home base in Milwaukee, right there at the park. And listen to this lineup. Skinner, Blue Oyster Cult, Joan Jett and the Blackhawks, the Doobie Brothers, Brett Michaels. I could say it's a thing or two about him. He's going to be at the concert. The Foo Fighters and a bunch of other bands. Dig this. Friday's lineup, Aerosmith, ZZ Top, Kid Rock, and John Fogerty. That's a hell of a lineup.
They got a chocked full of good artists there.
Yeah, so Harley Davidson getting into the rock and roll business. You got to love it. And finally, this unusual story about the wife of rocker and Michigan native Ted Nugent. Now, I know Ted. He's a maniac. There's no question about it, but he's a lovable maniac. He doesn't really do anything illegal. In fact, everything he does is 100% legal. His wife, Shemaine Nugent, was arrested today after security found a gun in her carry-on luggage at a Dallas airport terminal. She says she forgot it was in there. Now, how do you forget there's a gun in your luggage?
I don't know, but it seems to happen a lot. You go to these airports and you see people leave their guns in their luggage.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's a gun in that luggage, sir. Anyway, she was arrested. The attorney for Nugent said she has a concealed handgun license. So she's concealed to carry. She's just not allowed to, you know, bring it into the airport like that. She faces a $2,000 fine, and they did take her off to jail. So there's your classic rock news for today. That was kind of interesting.
Right on. Well, stick around, fans. Next, we got a Greg Kinban road story.
Oh, yeah. I've been waiting all day for this one. This is going to be a good one.
I'm hot.
Lou Gramm, Mick Jones, and Farner. I guess Mick and Lou must have had a falling out. I know that Lou Gramm had some health issues a few years back, but he's out touring again, and so is Farner with a new singer. So there must be some bad blood in there somewhere, but what a great band, man. And Mick Jones is a fine guitar player. They wrote some good tunes in their time.
Yes, definitely some good songs coming from that group.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I think it's time for a Greg Kin Band road story.
Yee-hoo! Great Gift Shops of America. I got a confession for you. The Greg Kin Band, when we were on the road, we loved gift shops. We went to every gift shop in America. And I just wanted to tell you about some of the better ones so you can have a good time too. Mount Rushmore has a killer gift shop. You can buy reproductions of Mount Rushmore there and really good t-shirts. The Little Bighorn, you know, Custer's Last Stand, has an excellent gift shop, believe it or not. You can buy Indian drums and feather headdresses and plastic tomahawks and Colonel Custer hats. They're very popular. When we were there, we found out that Jeopardy was number one. So we went out to a bar and celebrated by drinking several pitchers of margaritas and wearing silly sombreros. The Elvis gift shop right across the street from Graceland is unbelievable. It's huge. It's like a Walmart of all things Elvis. I spent $500 in there once. Bought the Elvis lamp, the Elvis trash cans, got the whole wardrobe of Elvis t-shirts, polo shirts, ashtray, shot glasses, breakfast cereal bowls, you name it, I bought it. Keychains, watches, belt buckles. It's all Elvis, man. How about the NFL Hall of Fame gift shop in Canton, Ohio? What a great gift shop. You want yourself a Johnny Unitas number 19 Baltimore Colts jersey? They got one. The Canton Bulldogs, you want a cap? They got it. It's Mecca for NFL fans. I got to tell you. Ellis Island's got a pretty good gift shop. The Alamo has a cool gift shop. And it's one of the few places left where you can still get a genuine Davy Crockett coonskin cap. And the Salem Witch Trials Museum gift shop has some very interesting items. And if you're ever in Memphis on Beale Street, try Tater Red's Lucky Mojos and Voodoo Healings. I got Rye some Get a Job oil there, and it actually worked. But the greatest gift shop of all time is at the Cooperstown Hall of Fame for Major League Baseball. The Cooperstown gift shop is the greatest gift shop of all time. I spent a fortune in there. They got everything. Cooperstown, remember that. Great gift shops of America, as seen by the Greg Kin Band. We've been to every one of them.
Let the good times roll. Let the And now, this day in classic rock history.
What do you got today on the History Channel for
us,
Greg?
Well, you know, I'll tell you the truth. That was it was an interesting day because back in 1971, the Grateful Dead's former manager was arrested after disappearing with over $70,000 of the band's money. Now, that's above and beyond. Suppose I took 70 grand and just headed for Mexico. It wouldn't be good. In 1983, Mick Jones, lead guitarist of The Clash, not to be mixed up with Mick Jones, lead guitarist for Foreigner, different guy, lead guitarist for The Clash was fired by the other three members of The Clash who claimed that he drifted apart from the original idea of the group. You know, Mick Jones was probably the most rock and roll of The Clash, and he wrote songs that weren't, political. You know, like they were rocking the Casbah and all that kind. He was writing Should I Stay or Should I Go? So I think the handwriting was on the wall. Mick Jones, still one of my favorite guitar players, by the way. And there's a guy that you should always follow. 1999, the largest music bootleg bust in U.S. history is made, and it was estimated that this one operation alone was responsible for over $100 million in lost revenue to the record industry. Can you believe that? $100 million in lost revenue. They also seized recording equipment valued at $250,000 and almost 1 million CDs and tapes. What's the street value on that? Good God. I mean, it's got to be 10, 20 million there.
Got a whole little operation going.
Yeah, well, anyway, it's gone now. And let that be a lesson to you. Don't bootleg stuff. And finally, on this date, the Rolling Stones released Street Fighting Man. Now, this is notable because it was probably the most un-PC song that the group had put out at that point, and they were just, it was like, it was political for the Stones, and they weren't really a political band, but Mick Jagger had been to a protest the day before, and Decca Records released a single, but the BBC said it had subversive lyrics, and they kept it out of the top 40 stations. Can you believe that?
That is pretty crazy.
Subversive lyrics. I don't remember. You know, you look back on a lot of this stuff, and it seems really tame now. You know, I mean, at the time, it seemed like the end of the world, but you know, now you look back and it's like, hey, that's not so bad.
Not so bad.
All right, coming up next, that segment you've all been waiting for, Theater of the Mind.
Smell of wine and cheap perfume.
You know, I've really come to respect Journey more as the years have gone by. I mean, they wrote great songs. I mean, you know, that song's like the theme song for Never Giving Up. I mean, every one of their songs now is like an anthem, you know?
You should check out my buddy Ashcon last year. Actually, 2 years ago, I think he did that version of that song.
That's right.
For the Giants.
I remember that. That was unbelievable.
I went to school and grew up with Ashcon, man. Shout out to Ashcon and K-Town.
Hey, that was brilliant, man. That guy, I tell you, I got goosebumps when I watched that. It was great.
Now he got to hang out with a lot of the Giants players, and he did a lot of press on that. It was a big deal. It was cool.
Yeah, I hope he does it again.
All right, well, fans, hope you're having a good time out there once again listening to The Greg Kin Show. Tell your friends, tell your family, GregKin.com or iTunes, Greg Kin. Get the podcast, download it every day, or just subscribe, and then automatically it will go to your iTunes folder. But now, fans, I think it's time for a little bit of Theater of the Mind with Greg Kin.
Where did rock and roll come from? Well, scientists now conclude that it is actually older than the Earth itself. Somewhere around 4.5 to 5 billion years old. Skeletal remains of early Cro-Magnon man with big hair and tattoos have been found frozen in the Andes, clutching pieces of wood that could be the remains of guitars. Fossilized guitar picks have been found along the banks of the Yangtze River, proving that man's distant ancestors knew how to rock long before the wheel came along and the wheel started to roll. Indeed, it is now currently held that most rock music is timeless to begin with. It goes back to the ancient Babylonians. Why, the roots of reggae have been found in the pyramids, and traces of doo-wop have been detected in the tombs of Nebuchadnezzar, right next to the fountains of Wayne. What did these ancient musicians have to teach us? They produced great guitar tones without electricity. Generation after generation of rock and roll. Gregarious grifters grinding into the ground with great gradations of our grandparents, but did they rock? Yes, they rocked. A Hall of Fame statuette and a few millionaires, and what you got left? How white my shirts can be. It's that savage jungle rhythm, folks. It's the unintelligible lyrics shouted out at top volume. The twerking! 'Twas ever thus. Yes, you may have insufficient lubrication, but you know how to rock. Only time will tell as rock rolls into the future. Join us then in the future, which is starting right now.
It's been a long time since I rockin'.
There's a gruesome twosome. Led Zeppelin and AC/DC, two probably of the hardest rocking bands of all time. Back to back on the Greg Kin Show. Sometimes we like to stack the cards like that, man.
Got to throw up a couple all-stars there at you. Well, what do you think, Greg? I made you wait all day for your favorite segments.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. The weird news.
What do you got today in the weird
news?
Well,
I'll tell you the truth. There's more than I can handle. First of all, this goes out to my wife, and I know she's going to hear this sooner or later. So, honey, this story is for you. Are you looking for a bargain? Slipping into a pair of high heels will make you a better shopper. Now, this is something that my wife already knows. New research released today by the Brigham Young University shows that making your mind concentrate on your physical balance helps you think differently about your purchases and makes you more likely to buy the best option. I mean, this is really interesting. They say that wearing high heels makes you a smarter shopper, that you're able to make these decisions better than if you've been wearing flats.
You think they're going to outlaw high heels at the stores now?
Oh, no. In fact, they'll probably have a sale on them. But this is something that my wife has known for years. And, honey, you're way ahead of the game. All right. Well, now, this is a story I've been waiting to spring on you. Life on Earth may have started on Mars. There's growing evidence to suggest that the origins of life really are on Mars, and here's how they look at it. And now this, first of all, it's not the Earth that you know. Three or 4 billion years ago, it was a different place. And there's an element that believed to be crucial to the origins of life that may only have been available on the surface of Mars, and that it was either blasted off by volcanic activity or on a comet or meteorite that swiped by Mars and picked up the seeds of life which arrived on Earth in meteorites blasted off of Mars. Isn't that interesting?
So we're aliens?
Well, I've always believed that we were kind of strange, and yeah, I think we are aliens, to tell you the truth, Skylar. Okay, this is the kind of story I want you to take with a grain of salt. This guy, you read about, don't bring a sword to a gunfight. Well, this guy, Monster Ishag, was arrested Tuesday after he showed up in a San Bernardino Sheriff County's deputies with a drawn sword, screaming Allah Akbar. And he came after the police with his drawn sword, and the police shot him with a beanbag, which I think is really nice of them. They could have shot him with a real bullet and taken him out. But, you know, here's a guy. First of all, the guy was on meth, and he was off his meds. And it was kind of like that scene out of Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know, where the guy, like, comes up to him with his sword, and he's shooting it all around, and then, boom, he just shoots him. Well, that's exactly what happened. The cop shot this guy and just took him down, although it must have been quite a sight. In a related story, a bank robbery. Now, this is really something. A bank robbery suspect trying to elude police. This happened in Syracuse, New York. He went up into an apartment building, and he jumped into a garbage chute because the cops were chasing him, right? He survived a 210-foot fall into a big trash bin in the basement. He plunged 21 floors. Wow, that's just... And he survived. As a matter of fact, he was conscious, and he told police he climbed into the garbage chute to avoid getting captured. Well, geez, I guess so. 210 feet, man. Unbelievable. And finally, this story, which I've been saving for you, Skylar. Police in Boulder, Colorado arrested a man they say beat two raccoons with a nail-studded board, killing one and injuring the other as revenge for killing his pet cat. Police said the 50-year-old Richard Moeller was arrested Monday after witnesses called saying that they saw a man jump into a dumpster and start beating two raccoons. Witnesses could hear the animals screaming and moaning. According to the paper, when they yelled at Moeller, he replied to the cops, "All raccoons must die," and fled the scene. And there you have it, the weird news.
All right.
Wow, that is weird.
How would you think of some CCR right now?
I think I needed to get back to zero.
Take your life.
some rock and roll from some local boys there, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Stu and Doug are from El Cerrito. They went to El Cerrito High.
That's right, where I went. El Cerrito High, go Gauchos.
Really? I didn't know you went to the same school as those guys.
Oh, yeah.
John Fogarty himself is from Berkeley, and his brother. Well, man, I'm telling you, so much to talk about, Skyler. I'm real excited about the Kinsert. Man, it's really shaping up to be a great show.
It's going to be a good time. We're actually going to head down to Morgan Hill in a couple days, check out the venue, get some details worked out for some backstage events.
It's supposed to be huge, giant, giant place, and it's beautiful as well, I hear.
That is right, fans. It's going to be a good time. Get your tickets now. Go to gregkin.com, or you can go to kinsert.com. Check out the info and details there, how to get your tickets, what time, the schedule.
Strong bill, too, this year. Brett Michaels, Greg Kinn Band, Tubes.
A lot of good bands. Local bands coming out, too. Support the local bands.
You can even be there for the sound check. There's all kinds of... You got to go over and check it out at the website. That's all I can say.
Well, you're super excited today because Rubber Soul hit the streets, right?
Today is the release date for my newest novel, Rubber Soul. It is a Beatles novel. It's been getting great reviews. I'm really, really excited about this. As I said before, we're going to be putting together some book signings around California, and that'll all be up at the gregkin.com website, just so you could keep track. And I'm super excited. Rock on with Rubber Soul. All I can tell you is buy 3 copies, all of you. I have ex-wives to feed.
Definitely. And fans, once again, this is the Greg Kinn Show. Tell your friends, tell your family. Go to gregkinn.com. Go to Greg Kinn on iTunes. Find the podcast. Subscribe to
it. Yeah, that's what I did. I subscribe to it. I get it all the time. It's free. It's wonderful. I love it.
It's a lot of fun. Well, what do you say, Greg?
I say, I'm Greg Kinn.
I'm Skyler Turtle.
Rock on.
The Greg Kin Show has been brought to you today by Standard American Broadcasting. Rock on.